brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Massive broadcast lined up for you today on this live 24th day of April 2006 Monday edition. Coming up in the next hour via his fixed-wing aircraft, we will have Glenn Spencer of American Patrol, American Border Patrol, down there in Cochise County, Arizona, flying over the border. Now, he's got to stay at about 1,000 feet because his cell phone will cut out. If he goes above 1,000 feet, only those magic cell phones the hijackers were using on 9/11 will work above 1,500 to 2,000 feet. Why, they work at 30,000 feet because they're magic, magical. Got to have those magic phone calls into the government so they have their, quote, evidence of imaginary hijackers. But side issue, Glenn Spencer will be joining us, kind of like skywatch traffic, I guess, but watching the illegal alien traffic pouring across just one point on the border. He'll just be on several zones. He'll be sending back live video feed to his servers via a link, and we'll be streaming that on Infowars.com. So this should be interesting coming up in the second hour. In the meantime, remember back in November of last year, we had a BYU physics professor, tenured professor, Stephen Jones on, and weeks and weeks after the towers fell, Tower 1 and 2, there was molten 2,000 to 3,000 degree steel, in some cases thousands of degrees hotter than jet fuel even burns, it's impossible, down there in the collapsed rubble. It's impossible with those types of materials burning, unless you have thermite cutting charges, of course, right alongside conventional demolitions. And since he brought forward that hypothesis, people have been studying the video, and there is video that we have up on PrisonPlanet.com that clearly shows thermite, it's on Infowars.com as well, thermite, what looks like thermite, in fact we have side-by-side video of thermite steel reactions, as the molten steel drips and oozes and burns. And it looks like thermite, really nothing else does this but thermite, it is molten metal. Molten metal spilling and oozing and dripping as if a blowtorch is on the steel. And that takes more than 3,000 degrees to get steel molten. I mean, molten to the point of being white hot. So we'll go over an article that Paul Watson and myself put together. And Paul did a great job doing most of the work on it. And it's a big news story. That we, again, first broke back in November. Others now have found more documentation to prove it. And it's extremely, I would say, very close to conclusive. So go to PrisonPlanet.com, download it, read it, look at the video clips. Tell us what you think, and please email it out to everybody. It's very, very big. Also, CIA has fired an employee for alleged leak. Now, Bush is leaking to burn CIA agents, spy chiefs, just for political gain, and as a dirty trick. This woman valiantly leaked the fact they have secret illegal torture death camps all over Asia, all over Central Asia, all over the Middle East, all over Europe. She reported on illegal behavior. It'd be like if she saw, say, the CIA director hypothetically murdering someone in his office, and then she leaked it. And then he doesn't get in trouble, but she does. She's been fired. They're talking about arresting her, indicting her, charging her with sedition. I heard neocons this weekend calling her a traitor. She needs to be arrested. You have a right, you have a duty to report illegal behavior. That goes for police, firemen, bureaucrats, private citizens. If you know about a crime and you don't report it, you're an accomplice after the fact. And if you know about it before it happens, you're an accomplice. There's a lot of other news. There's so much of it. It's all coming up after this break. New Bin Laden tape, we'll cover it all.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Glenn Spencer of American Patrol, American Border Patrol, will be joining us in the next hour from the border to give us a literal traffic report from his airplane skimming the surface of the earth. He has to stay low because cell phones don't work above 1,500 feet. That's a scientific fact, despite what they told you on 9/11. So he'll be joining us coming up in the next hour, sending back live video images to his website, AmericanPatrol.com, that we'll be picking up as well on InfoWars.com live. And he's done this on a few of the radio shows, and every time he does it, they pick up illegal aliens pouring across. There's only certain zones he can stay in, too, around the cell towers themselves, within a few miles of each cell tower that's on the border. So this should be interesting, but we'll see if it goes off without a hitch coming up in the next hour. I'm going to get into Bush leaking and what happens when Bush does it, and then compare that to what's happening to this CIA agent that has leaked the foreign illegal black site, as they call them, torture camps and execution camps, the rendition camps, where the people that go into the black bags end up. We'll cover that. There's more news on the economy, on gold, on oil, and we'll take your calls on those issues. Spencer's only going to be joining us for about 30 minutes today, so the balance of the broadcast will be phone calls and news. And I want to get into the latest Bin Laden tape. There's a lot we're going to cover. But before I do that, I'm just going to get this out of the way now, and then I don't want to discuss it, and I don't want to talk about it. Obviously, we don't screen your calls, and if you bring it up, so be it. Charlie Sheen was told several weeks ago to shut up about 9/11, and he asked me not to get into it, not to talk about it, not to defend him. He has a history of really just being a gentleman and taking stuff. And he's been in a divorce for the last few months, and it's in Denise Richards, his soon-to-be ex-wife's own filings, that he's crazy. He believes that vaccines are bad for the kids and didn't want to give it to the children. He's delusional. Doesn't matter if it's on the nightly news. They have to take the mercury out. We've gone from 1 in 24,000 kids having autism to 1 in 168. We have CDC's own documents admitting back in 2000 they got declassified, got released by Congressman Dan Burton in 2003, where it's causing massive brain damage. So she lists that, just to give you an idea where she's coming from. Then she lists his 9/11 obsession and how he just constantly is researching it and talking about it and looking at it. And it was relayed to Sheen to shut up about 9/11. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going too far there. It's just that he was told several weeks ago, shut up, and I'm not even going to, it's multiple quarters, folks. I wish I could tell you. This is a huge story in and of itself, and he was told, shut up. Look at what happened to Ritter, the UN weapons inspector, the Marine, now totally vindicated, and this happens over and over again, and he was told to shut up about it. In fact, it's in her own filing, and that's just one of the places he was told to shut up, that she didn't like the 9/11 filing. Well, again, I'm not going to say any more. He was told to shut up, but not just from her quarters, from other quarters, way above her. And you imagine the courage. People kept saying, hey, Sheen needs to go to New York. He needs to protest out front. Sheen's bad if he doesn't do more for us. If you had any idea the other stuff he's going through. The other things he's been threatened with, I kept saying courage, 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 amazing, stoic courage, courageous. These are the words. And now you're watching Charlie Sheen be totally torn apart. They're attempting to torpedo him, to destroy him. I can tell you what he said in his court filing to hers. He said, I'm being extorted. And that's what's happened. She's very wealthy herself. She's demanding all this money and total control of the children. And then he says, well, you're wealthy yourself. I'll pay child support and pay for the kids. Of course I will, but why should I give you most of my wealth? And why should I just give you total control of the children? And so, basically, hey, you do what I want, or I'm going to go put all this stuff out in the public domain. That's what she says in her own filing. And so Sheen calls that extortion. I don't know what you call it. There's a few other terms that you could use for it. The good news is that on blogs, on comments, on talk radio shows, I was on Man Cow, big national show this morning, and he said he thinks it's all, he agrees with Sheen that it's extortion. And so, I thought the backlash to the incredible allegations she made, most of which Sheen is saying are just complete frauds, totally manufactured. I think he's saying it all is. I mean, obviously, some of it's true, like he's concerned about 9/11 and concerned about vaccines. Oh, and wanted his children to be breastfed. I forgot that. That's listed as part of the incredible evil of Charlie Sheen, of why she says he's paranoid and delusional. He doesn't like vaccines. He's concerned about the 9/11 story, and he wants his children to be breastfed. She says he's crazy. He thinks children get brain damaged if they're not. Type into Google, formula kills thousands, formula kills, formula brain damages. I mean, that's been an ongoing national, international scandal for a decade. Remember the rice-based ones and the soy-based ones? The soy-based ones have all the hormones in it and screw your kids up. The rice-based ones don't have the animal fat that's needed for brain development, and the babies die. I mean, that's like saying, Charlie Sheen's crazy. He thinks cars run off gasoline, or he thinks trees sometimes have green leaves. Man, he thinks formula isn't good for kids. Man, he's bad. And as for the internet stuff, anybody who's had a computer and surfed email and red stuff. I mean, so many times you click on something and all these boxes start popping up on your site. And that's the full extent of it. Anyone who's had a computer, that's why everybody's, I mean, even mainstream newspapers are starting to now laugh and go, what do you mean? I mean, you can't even avoid stuff. I mean, it's just nothing but a smear campaign, as Charlie Sheen has said. And if you don't know about it, it's just a big, nasty 17-page filing because Sheen wouldn't do exactly what he was told in every respect. And, again, the other stuff he's going through, I can't even get into. And I've already spent 4 or 5 minutes on this, and I'm done. I'm done talking about it. If you bring it up, if you ask me questions about it, I'm not getting into it. That's my statement on it, and that's where I'm leaving it. End of story. I mean, I'm really getting sick of it. You know, I normally do interviews almost every day. I've cut back. But I've done some interviews the last few days, and the host all tell me I'm coming on to talk about China. I'm coming on to talk about Mexico. I'm coming to talk about the leaking in Bush. And then first thing out of their mouth is Charlie Sheen. And on a couple of shows, I just said, I'm not going to talk about it, no comment. But Mancow was defending him, so I said a little bit, not much. I just repeated what Sheen said. But, I mean, look at it. Look what happened to him. And that's only the beginning with these people. These people. And there's a lot more I know. Again, if you only knew, I mean, this is like a real live thriller, spy thriller or something. I've had some stuff going on with myself. Somebody thinks it's real funny that in the parking lot of my house, in my driveway, they stuck a bunch of George Bush support the troops stickers all over my car, basically vandalized it, and I don't appreciate it, and I don't think it's funny. And, you know, just more of what you people... You know, I do support the troops. You're the ones charging them $700 when their body armor gets shattered by a IED, by a bomb. You're the ones charging them $4 a day for their food when they're in the hospital. You're the ones that charge them to fly back with their arms and legs blown off. You're the ones that have got them breathing all this uranium. You're the ones that have got them with force re-upping, where they've served 2, 3, 4 terms in Iraq or overseas, and they extend their contracts. You're the ones that think Bush's open border, gun-grabbing, UN-supporting policies are great, and so fine, just don't come around my house and don't stick stuff on my car. That's illegal to mess with somebody's car and to come into their driveway, and believe me, you don't want me to catch you doing it. Believe me. And no, I'm not going to come out and be stupid and knock you upside the head. I'm going to file charges on you for stalking, like I've done two other people, and I'm going to take you to court, and it doesn't matter if you beat the rap. You're not going to beat the ride. So I will take you for a ride. I will hurt you financially. Guaranteed. Stay away from my family. There's other stuff going on, too. Stay away from my house, you piece of trash. All right. I'm really mad right now. In fact, I don't like getting angry. And so I got a long driveway that goes around the back of my house. And so somebody basically was in my backyard. It's been a few years since that kind of stuff's been going on. At least it's not a dead animal like I've had before. But I, you know what? Again. Oh, man. All right. You see, people are such trash. You're such un-American scum. You're everything wrong with this world. You're everything wrong with humanity. You're everything shameful about the species. And I know you're well-meaning, gibbering, just stupid, dumb as dirt. I understand you want to turn your guns in. I understand you love being a slave. I understand you like your kids being in debt. I understand you're just idiots, okay? Believe me, I understand you think it's cute and it's funny. It's not funny. All right. Yeah, I got more comments on the Chinese woman, too, who they're now charging. I'll cover that when we get back. They're charging her with intimidating a foreign official, which is in the terrorism category. She faces, what, 6 months to a year in federal prison. They're saying because she said your days are numbered. Well, it's completely out of context. She said the Communist Party's oppression and abuse of the Falun Gong is numbered. So we'll get into it. It's just shameful. We're becoming China at every level, every facet. And we'll get into the open borders. We'll get into Iran. We'll get into the leaks. All the hypocrisy is coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Middle-aged woman stands up and speaks out against how they're harvesting organs, how they have people in death camps, and says that the Communist Party's days of basically abusing the Chinese people are numbered. She says, you can go read the exact quote, and the media spins that, our media, to, well, she kind of threatened him. And so they held her for a couple days, and then now they are openly saying they're going to charge her, not just with disorderly conduct, but with intimidating a foreign official, which is in the new terrorism categories. So she can spend quite a long visit, stay with the feds in Club Fed. Just like, I guess, in China. Maybe they'll start taking people's organs here, too. I mean, after all, you can't have someone like this disrupting things. After all, this is the land of the slaves and home of the surveilled. So I'm done talking about that subject. I've got an editorial here that's pretty good. Whose visit? Nothing to celebrate. Of course, it's by Nancy Pelosi. I wonder if she was upset, if the congresswoman was upset when Bill Clinton was going along with the Chi-Coms. Again, they own and control both parties. You got to understand, you can't run to the Democrats. They're not going to save you either. That's why we're in so much trouble in this country. Now, let me get into the subject of thermite bombs, thermite charges in the North and South Towers on 9/11. We know they collapsed, and there were temperatures of 3,000 degrees the first few days, then down to 2,300 in the next few weeks. A month later, it was still thousands and thousands of degrees, and these are from NASA and also aircraft that were doing thermal scans of the wound in the ground, the pile of smoking rubble. Jet fuel doesn't get anywhere near even 1,500 degrees, burns between 1,200 and 1,400. Steel doesn't start to redden and even weaken until 3,000. It doesn't become molten until well over 4,000. And so Professor Stephen Jones, who is a physicist, a tenured physicist at BYU, a senior professor there, Brigham Young University, first came out in the newspaper article, then we interviewed him first on the radio, and he went further than he had in the news article in the Desert News and said he brought up the thousands and thousands of degree temperatures in the rubble for weeks and weeks, and he said only thermite can do that. Only thermite that burns, what, over 4,000 degrees and then causes steel to melt and then leaves it in a molten molten form, and there had to be a lot of molten steel for it to stay molten and maintain its heat for weeks and weeks. It's just unprecedented. And so researchers began to watch the official footage, and we have these clips up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, an article we put together today on this. The researchers out there, the army of private citizens, began to watch the video closely, and there are multiple photographs and multiple videos up close of the wounds in the buildings with people standing just 10, 15 yards away who are waving white shirts begging for helicopter rescue. So understand, there isn't massive continual heat in those areas that you would imagine from jet fuel still burning. No, just at key points where you have major support columns, you see, because it still takes thermite a while to burn through these giant 40-plus inch, 47-inch, 44-inch columns, 47 of them, it still takes time for the thermite to melt through it or whatever's melting through it, and you see gouts of what looks like white-hot lava gushing out of the major support columns. And you can tell when fuel's burning, it's dripping and burning and has black smoke coming off of it, and it's red because gasoline, which burns hotter than jet fuel, jet fuel's basically kerosene, jet fuel burns even cooler and burns red. That's what a cold-burning fire does at the lower temperatures of combustion, and puts off a lot of smoke. This isn't putting off smoke. This is white-hot pouring out of the sides of the buildings, and it looks like metal. In fact, only metal does that, burning white hot. So it is just amazing to now see the evidence of this, and I would call it 98% conclusive, because we also have videos of thermite reactions done in laboratories on steel, and it's identical. It's identical. So, and even some mainstream physicists and scientists and engineers that have looked at it are saying it looks like thermite now. So, it's just a huge bombshell. We'll talk more about it, cover some other news, then take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for one, two, four people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Joe, Mark, Century, and others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Let me just read this article that Paul Watson and I put together. Thermite identified as culprit of WTC collapse. Evidence mounting that cause, first identified on Alex Jones' show, led to tower implosion. A new branch of 911 research claims to identify the cause of the collapse of the Twin Towers. The photographic and video evidence makes a very strong case for thermite being responsible for the unprecedented implosion of steel-framed reinforced buildings on September 11th. This facet was first brought to light during a November 2005 appearance on the Alex Jones Show by Brigham Young University physicist Professor Stephen Jones. Jones said that white phosphorus wasn't powerful enough to cause the implosion, but the thermite was a likely culprit. The Alex Jones 2005 release of Martial Law, Rise of the Police State highlighted the physical evidence that the towers and Building 7 were brought down with incendiary devices. Brigham Young University physicist Professor Stephen Jones told peers at Utah Meeting that while almost no fire, even one ignited by jet fuel, can cause structural steel to fail, the combination of thermite and sulfur slices through steel like a hot knife through butter. Jones points out, to a video. Click here to watch, which shows a bright yellow molten substance dripping from the south tower. It's really white hot. Minutes before the collapse, government investigators claimed that this was aluminum from Flight 175, but Jones is adamant that aluminum is silvery in appearance and doesn't turn yellow. Well, it's more than that. It flakes and jet fuel doesn't heat it up enough to do that. I mean, try sticking aluminum in a white-hot fire. It just shrivels up. Jones also told the Deseret News that sulfur traces found at Ground Zero indicate the thermite was combined with sulfur to make it burn even hotter than the normal 2,500 degrees Celsius. Yeah, I can send it up over 3,500. Jones stated that thermite was a clever choice because its ingredients, aluminum and iron oxide, do not require identifying tags by law, meaning that they couldn't be traced back to the manufacturers. Watch the following video and observe how thermite completely melts a car engine in a matter of seconds without the addition of sulfur, and also completely resist neutralization by liquid nitrogen. Notice how the dripping substance is identical to that seen in the South Tower video. And it continues. Jones also cited video pictures showing white ash rising from the South Tower near the dripping liquefied material. When thermite burns, Jones said, it releases aluminum oxide ash. The presence of yellow, both yellow, white, molten iron, and aluminum oxide ash are signature characteristics of thermite reaction, he said. American Free Press writer Christopher Bolin discusses evidence of thermite used to sever the Twin Tower steel support columns in the picture below. And it goes on. In this photo, for example, the column directly above the fireman's helmet shows that it was cut with thermite. You can see it perfectly cut with shape charges, sliced off perfectly, and then with all the molten dripping steel from the cut points. I mean, there's no debating it. This was taken just hours after. That's why they later said no photos. Again, this is so important, folks. This is what we pointed out over and over again. In this photo, for example, the column directly above the fireman's helmet shows that it was cut with thermite. There's a substantial amount of hardened molten iron, which can be seen on both the inside and the outside of the box column. This is precisely what one would expect to find on a column which had been cut with thermite, says Bolin. White flames, consistent with how thermite reacts, producing molten iron and aluminum oxide, are also visible in this photograph at the corner of the 81st floor on the South Tower. The USGS spectroscopy lab produces images which showed dense thermal hot spots days and weeks after the attacks. ABC News reports that the temperature at the core of the pile is near 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and that was weeks later, according to fire officials, who add that the fires are also too deep for firefighters to get to. And, of course, what really happened? Website created a page giving more proof that thermite was used and how it runs parallel with eyewitness reports of explosions and pieces being sheared off the towers. An additional video shows white smoke pictured at the base of the North Tower. Moments before its collapse, white smoke also arose from the wreckage of the towers. It is now all but conclusive that the master architects of the 9/11 attacks used thermite to implode the towers, going to extra length to pull off the pyrotechnic horror show and enhance the media spectacle of the new Pearl Harbor, instilling greater fear and fealty that enabled them to subsequently enact their domestic and geopolitical agenda. Yes, that's exactly what's going on here. And this is just so classic to witness all of this happening. So it's not enough to have large explosives in the building to give you that top-down pancaking look. You also, I guess they doubly wanted to be sure, to make sure the columns were all extremely weakened by having thermite charges on them. Because you look at these photos, and you can see the big columns that are perfectly sliced off with molten steel dripping from the perfect slices, as if a giant cutting torch was on it. I mean, it is just ridiculously obvious. Just like Oklahoma City, where you have the big concrete columns with rebar perfectly blasted off and the rebar perfectly cut. And then demolition experts, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, General Benton K. Parton, many others go public. Look at the photos, columns further back from the truck, then columns right up against the Ryder truck. aren't even harmed. Others in the back, all perfectly blown off at their bases with perfect blast points. And then, of course, at least three other devices didn't go off, because it's hard to wire a building with, you know, other federal employees around you, even if you do it at night in the maintenance shafts. As Jane Graham, the head of the HUD department in the building, she was on the seventh floor, openly saw them when she would cut around and use the stairs. Sometimes there was a big rush, people getting into work in the morning. She said she did it for exercise, and she was back in there in the maintenance shafts that she had a key to, going up the maintenance stairwell to her office, and saw these guys, quote, putting big sticks of gray butter and maintenance uniforms on columns. She didn't know what that was, but she sure found out later. And that was what, the day before. That was on April 18th. Then the next morning at 9:01 a.m., we all know what happened 11 years ago. And then, of course, as usual, we have the University of Oklahoma seismographs, the USGS seismographs clearly showing the explosions, and you have the BATF and all their gear seconds after it went off telling police we were warned not to go into work. And it just got, we have the BATF months before in New Mexico at a proving ground blowing up Ryder trucks. I mean, it gets pretty ridiculous. In fact, I hate to even say the government was behind Oklahoma City without getting into the evidence. I mean, we have al-Husseini Husseini, these Iraqis in the Ryder trucks, videotaped, FBI agents saying they saw the video. We know al-Husseini Husseini and others were captured by police. Clinton ordered their release. They were caught at the airport with baggies full of wire cutters and wiring and blue jogging suits. I mean, that's how arrogant they are, and they're ordered to be released. And the government declares national security in three separate trials, not allowing those tapes to be released. I mean, if you got McVeigh getting out of the Ryder truck by himself on 12 different cameras, why not just show us the tape? And again, we have FBI agents on record saying they saw the tape, and it shows a bunch of Arabs. People go, well, then see, that shows the Arabs attacked us. Yes, Arabs we know who were trained in the 80s as allies of the U.S., Republican Guard trained in the U.S. at military bases as double agents, and then brought back in by Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr., L.A. Times, Washington Times in 92, and then again in 93 when Clinton got elected, he brought in 2,000. Bush Sr. brought in over 3,000, and they're right here now, Iraqi CIA terror teams ready to level this country when the globalists give one order. They're all waiting in every major city, every major town. This is a special forces tactic, by the way. We have deep cover agents placed. In the Cold War, the Russians did that here. Our government did that there. We have deep cover individuals with weapons caches pre-placed. They're ready to hit every nuclear plant, every power plant, every city hall, every capital. They've got rockets, they got chemical, they got biological weapons. They train super secret special forces groups, even above Delta Force, in how to, say, go into a high-rise building with just a few gallons of deadly nerve gas, place it with a timer on top of the air conditioning vents that bring in air from the outside, and it'll kill almost everybody in the building and cause total panic. And they've got programs to put small nukes in buildings. They got programs on blowing dams. They got programs just on everything. I mean, a squad of 10, 12 people and can just totally turn every major city in the country. So you're talking about a few 500 people can bring the whole U.S. to its knees. And when they're supplied by the U.S. government. By the way, don't think the globalists won't pull something like this. I mean, you understand what we're dealing with here? We've been picked as the target by our own government as a way to scare us into submission and mobilize us to have a world government. It's mind-blowing. I mean, seriously, our whole way of life, our security, our future, it's all in trouble. Even if you don't believe that the government was involved in 9/11, the criminal elements weren't involved. If you believe in the Tooth Fairy, in Santa Claus, in unicorns, in the Easter Bunny, if you believe in mermaids, fine. If you believe 19 guys from a cave ran those attacks and warned public officials not to fly and did CIA tracked insider trading in billions and billions in the 4 days before directly on the two airlines that got hit, And if you believe that they had the government run drills that day to make everybody stand down, and if you believe that they just magically, the so-called hijackers, were trained at all these military bases and super secret spy training, that's admitted, by the way, by our government. If you just think all that happened by accident, if you believe the FBI had informants in their houses just by accident and paid for their credit cards and homes, if you believe that the three passports survived the fires unscathed, but none of the black boxes did, I mean, if you believe all that, fine. Fine. Believe it. But what about the border still being wide open? And folks, this has really been hurting the globalists. That's why they arrested 0.00004. 1,000 arrests of 25 million illegal aliens, and it's more than that, but let's use a conservative number. They're 14 million, they admit low, 12 over 20 million, really over 30, but let's say 25. Just pick in the middle. That is 0.00004. We did the math last week. If they arrested 1,000 a day for 365 days, that's under 1% of the illegal aliens in this country. So I guess they need to arrest, 50,000 a day or something. I mean, that's how big this problem is. And, oh, now Hillary wants a border fence. Oh, she's so conservative. Oh, we love Hillary now. But if you actually go read what she's proposing, she wants to legalize everybody who's here and just make them thumb scan and face scan, which citizens already do, and then just legalize all of them and have a, quote, virtual fence. See, but people don't read but deeper into the articles. It's not even between the lines. They just don't read into the actual declaration, the actual legislation, the actual what Bush and Hillary are calling for. And the Democrats and Republicans are together on this. They're all for the Voter Help America Vote Act, the Voter Assistance Act, which federalizes and puts in all these scam computers connected to the government and totally caught engaging in election fraud coast to coast. They're all together on signing on to UNESCO. Bush was with Hillary on the assault weapons ban. Bush was with Schumer. Bush was for signing on to all these other treaties. I mean, he hasn't vetoed one bill. He signs. He's doubled, oh, more than doubled. I keep using two-year-old numbers. They say now it's getting close to 2.5 times. And by the time he leaves, a tripling in government. Tripling. More money spent than all presidents before him, and the neocons go, that's for defense, we're in an emergency. No, that's only about 30% of the spending increase. It's substantive, but no, doubling the size of the BATF, doubling the size of the Department of Education, doubling the size of the Department of Human Services, Health and Human Services, doubling the size of the Transportation Department, creating Homeland Security, creating over 25 other agencies, on and 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 on. And by the way, the $200 billion that they're saying they're going to spend on Katrina, they've only spent about $100 billion so far. That isn't even is tiny compared to all the rest of it. So it isn't the war, it isn't Katrina. It's just good. He makes FDR and LBJ and Bill Clinton, Nixon balloon the government. He makes Nixon. All of those guys, Jimmy Carter, Reagan, Bush Sr., back to George Washington, more money than all of them combined. That's official. You can read that in the Dallas Morning News. And they've got conservative numbers. The numbers I've got from economists, like Morgan Reynolds and Paul Craig Roberts and many others, is that it's much worse. What is it? Last time I checked, $87 trillion in debt. It's not $9 trillion like you heard. That's like, oh, you owe $500 bucks on your car payment this month, but on the life of the car, you owe $35,000. So, see, that's what we currently owe, and the new Fed chief is printing money like it's going out of style. I mean, seriously, are you living on Cuckoo Bird Island, you Bush supporters? And I'll tell you dumb liberals something, too. The Democratic Party isn't your friend, but I'm glad the liberals are waking up. Everywhere I look, there's articles of people saying Hillary's horrible, Bill Clinton's horrible. They've got the Democratic Party. They're a bunch of scum. Democrats will listen to me now, but Democrats I know are out buying guns. They're not Democrats anymore. They're now free thinkers. They now shifted paradigm. Not you, most of you have, a lot of conservatives have woken up, but there's that hardcore group that will never wake up, cannot wake up. And I don't know what your problem is. I mean, I'm here coldly looking at the facts, and I can't believe how bad they are. I mean, this is like a bad dream. I'm totally confused. I mean, I can't believe it's this crazy. Meanwhile, Bush comes out and leaks to burn Valerie Plame. That's now admitted. He doesn't get in trouble. And then a lady at the CIA, valiantly, a high-level officer, leaks they've got secret torture death camps. They kill people at these. And, of course, they're all innocent. It's to get fake confessions and you know, top Delta Force people have gone public about this. Who do you think does the snatching and grabbing, by the way? And she reports criminal activity. Criminal activity. And she's been fired. They're talking about arresting her, indicting her for treason. You're supposed to report criminal activity. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll go right to your calls when we get back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We got Glenn Spencer scheduled via his aeroplane, flying low over the border, joining us the next hour. A lot of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. It's so important. I hope you'll stay with us. I just love this country, and it's so sad to see all these bad things happening to it. Help us expose the murderers that carried out 9/11. Get my film, Martial Law. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Get the other books and videos on 9/11 we carry at InfoWars.com. We have to wake the people up about who carried it out now, or they're going to keep doing it. Same people that bombed Oklahoma City that carried out 9/11, we've got to stop them before they really move against us. If you love your children, government minions listening right now, You'll wake up and check out what we're claiming and find out it's true and then join us in the fight. Go to InfoWars.com to get the films or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to see them all online right now. Joe, where are you calling us from today, Joe?
Calling from Milwaukee. And first I'd like to say hi and thank you for your courage and also for Mr. Sheen's courage, because I know I'm going to have some repercussions for this, but I've been, for all practical purposes, duly elected as our city spokesman to the nation. So our city, as a matter of fact, has an emergency. There was
you need
a,
to speak up a little loud.
Oh, okay. There was a trial that happened here in the city, and there was a man who was beaten rather badly. He is black, and the officers that did it were white. It's not that unusual to happen here, but the thing that was really bad was that an all-white jury acquitted the three officers that were being held accountable. There were 15 officers that were on the scene. There was a Hispanic officer that called for backup and basically ignored. There's also something else that happened just in the past week. That,
well, this is an interesting story, but I don't even know the name. I don't even know about it. I'm just sitting here hearing about...
His name is Frank Jude, and there wasn't a riot. There was a peaceful protest 1 week after the verdict came out. The police chief herself is at wit's end, I think. I think she's pulling her hair out that the officers were not held accountable.
You know, the best thing for a discussion like this is for you to send me some info and maybe be a guest on the show, sir, because, I mean, we're just here. I mean, every 5 minutes there's a police brutality story I've got on my desk here. I mean, we've got the government saying we're about to be hit by nukes any day, and, you know, we're here with the dollar plunging, oil prices exploding, and, yes, I know about the police brutality.
The general attitude that I've heard from all sections of the city are that it's nothing new. People, you know, to their credit, have pretty much kept this calmed down.
Well, Joe, I'm going to let you go. Send me some info on it, okay? I appreciate it. Mark in Atlanta. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, bro. It's been a while. I've been trying to get through to you. I've got a number of things, so I'll try and get them in rapid succession. I spoke with Dr. Bowman Sr. this morning. His son, Rob Bowman Jr., is a kind of person I consider to be a friend.
Okay, Dr. Bowman's the former head of the Star Wars program, coming out and saying 9/11's an inside job.
Right, and his son, Rob Bowman Jr., used to be director of research at the so-called Christian Research Institute when he lost his job for refusing to ghostwrite material for the Pat Answer Hank Hanna graph. Also,
it's like we're having private conversations here. I mean, callers, I'm not even mad at you, caller. It's just if I don't know what you're talking about, the listeners aren't going to know. I mean, something about ghostwriting, Bowman's son.
Right. Rob Bowman Jr. Used to be director of research at the Hank Hanegraaff seized control. After Dr. Walter Martin, the founder, died unexpectedly, and
you know,
honestly,
if you want to hold later, when I take calls, I can get back to you. I think the listeners know what we're dealing with here. These are all like really complex issues that haven't even been in the news, and I know nothing about them, and so it's getting pretty confusing. Pretty weird talk radio.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.